Blog Talk Radio.
Car insurance can seem intense, like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you love a sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Friday night, late night talk show, adult talk show. I'm Papa Dito and your host, Harry Cuddle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
We're all lined up. Cuddle, you want to give us a rundown of what's happening tonight?
Sure thing. How's everybody doing?
I'm good.
Good. I'm a little tired, but you know.
Okay.
I'm not.
Oh, boy. You must have been hooked up with Pierre this week.
Don't you worry about it.
He had a skunk.
Okay.
Hey, it's Olympics going on, so I'm happy.
Okay. All right.
I heard that, Papa.
Yeah, he's in Rio.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Whatever.
Anyway, it's another chapter in the book. All right, I'm going to run it down for you guys. We got a hot topic tonight. We're going to talk about the 2016 Olympics in Rio, like Papa says. Also, the DOG exposes widespread police abuse in Baltimore. That was a big story. What's popping with Papa Didi? Officer out of control. I'm just saying with Red Wine, what's your flaw? Living for the city with Papa again, what's up in Chicago? My Hollywood wrap-up, we're going to talk about Vin Diesel and The Rock and Ed Sheeran and what he's doing. Our celebrity birthdays tonight, cocktail of the week, which is the Bourbon Palmer, which tastes pretty good. Also, our kiss it list and the last word. Sit back, relax, get your favorite cocktail, because that's what we're sipping on, the Bourbon Palmer. And we're going to be right back. Hot Topics.
This is Papa D.D. You're listening to The Pajama Party on WPJP Blog Talk Radio. If you have something to add to the conversation, give us a call right now at 914-803-4306. And press 1 to be entered into the queue. I want to hear from the men. So call me, Papa Didi. Don't let Kettle and Red Wine scare you. Just call and talk to me. I got your back. Number again is 914-803-4306. Or go to apajamaparty.com. I gotta get back before they notice I was gone. So call me now. She's a girl in a dream.
She's a four-eyed cartoon monster on the TV screen. Yeah, welcome back to the Pajama Party. Friday night, late night adult talk show. We're taking no calls tonight, too, by the way, because we'll probably be in Rio when this airs.
That's
You know.
Hey.
I think we're gonna take a trip.
All right.
Okay, we was out in the park the other day and we found a big old bag of money. And we were gonna turn into the police, but we said no, why don't we go to Rio?
All right.
Hey.
So we're going to Rio.
See what I'm saying? Are you here by yourself? What's up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all alone.
Yeah,
in
this
studio.
Is Papa Didi's show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Me plus me and me.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Then Swag. Then Swag.
You know.
You sweet man, Ruth.
You work for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I work for them. I'm tired tonight, so they're able to throw me curveballs.
So, what do you think? What's been going on with the Olympics? Did your favorite thing come up with
them? Well, no, I'm a track and field guy, and the track and field has not come up yet.
What?
And I'm looking forward to that big time. And I like swimming, though. Swimming's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think those swimmers are rock stars.
All right.
They're rock stars.
Did Michael Phelps, did he show up or show out?
He does. He's done some things.
He's been doing his thing.
He's a fish. He's a fish.
And who's that other guy with him? His number that ends up always winning second place to him. What's his name? Lockie,
yeah.
Brian. I think his name is Brian Lockie.
Yeah.
He always comes second place.
As a matter of fact, Lockie had so many haters out there. You know, he was just, his ways are so crazy that he dyed his hair gray.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it gray? I couldn't tell if it was white or blonde.
Gray.
Or what it is.
What?
He dyed it gray. It's kind of becoming on him. You know, it makes him look like, you know, it took away that whole I'm a weirdo kind of look.
Mm-hmm.
He's been weird too. Anyway.
He still looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's but you know, what are you gonna do?
But if he's racing in the same race with Phelps,
mm-hmm.
he usually comes in second.
Okay.
So
well,
I'm
sure
that once Phelps retires, he'll be looking forward.
You got every
to
country
that.
Out there running too. You never know. They may both lose. You
That's
never
true.
Know.
So when does the track and field start, Papa?
This weekend, I believe Friday, if I'm not mistaken.
Friday.
Yeah, right. Friday 12th at 8:30. Well, qualifications 8:30 in the morning.
Mhm.
And then you got the women's heptathlon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What the heck is this?
I don't know.
Come on, Papa. What's that?
I think that's a bunch. That's the bunch of.
That's when you got to do a whole lot of stuff.
Two or three events, you know, like your boy did, your boy girl. What's his name?
I don't know. I'm scared of that.
Okay.
One. I don't know.
Your boy girl. What's
boy George?
No, your boy girl.
Oh, he must be talking about
Bruce Jenner. Yeah.
Bruce Caitlin Jenner.
Yeah, he was in the he was in the decathlon.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's your boy.
Well, that's the decathlon is 10.
Yeah.
So
that's
the hell, what is hep? Hep is 8.
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember
might be
the
six. I know
prefixes.
Yeah.
Hep has to do with the liver. It's a disease of the liver.
I'm talking about
and it turns the skin and eyes yellow.
What's the rest of the schedule?
Anyhow.
Ooh, boy.
And you got the 100-yard hurdle, also the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And the women's shot put.
Okay.
That should be interesting. Those are usually a bunch of truck driver-looking women doing that.
Oh, really?
Qualifications on that. Then you got your men's 800.
Mm-hmm.
I always remember 800 going in terms of 400. 400 meters is once around.
Mm-hmm.
800 is twice around.
Gotcha.
So,
thank you
so
for
you
that.
Was
that, Bob?
Yeah.
Once around what? The block?
The track.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then the finals, you got the women have top of the high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women's hepatitis.
Women's hep C.
Mm-hmm.
C. 12.
C.
And then you got the high jump also on the 12th. And that's my thing, track and field. But
okay.
Like I said, swimming's been interesting, you know, but it's been interesting. They're rock stars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what really got me, I mean, you talk about just happen to, like, just keep your mind open is the men's synchronized diving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was
on
good.
Point. Yeah,
yeah,
it sure was.
But what got me is that these guys got Speedos on that you could fucking measure with your thumb and your fucking index. You know?
They
and I'm saying to myself, what the hell is going on here?
But they're all in there.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Everything's in. All in, right?
I mean, they're on. They don't move from their waist. I don't know whether they got a glue track around it or whatever, but
Them
little Speedos as little as hell.
But I will say that.
What the hell?
It probably has something with the velocity of the.
They
want
to be. They choose to do
what
they're
trying to get
scientific. Well, you know, but when it comes back over the track and field, the female track and field stars, they do the same thing.
But this is what I want to know.
Girls be bouncing around damn near butt naked too. So.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna talk about that beach volleyball.
Oh, that's another one. My God, that's crazy.
Like, what is that about?
And they just walk around like, you know, and they, it's that. Yeah, you're right. That
well, I guess in Rio it looks
one.
Normal.
Yeah.
Anywhere else might look a little weird. But this is
no,
my
but they
question.
Wear it there.
What? Why are all the swimmers, the male swimmers, hairless? Do they wax and shave?
Yeah, they
I'm
keep
themselves
sure, really
yeah.
clean because
yeah.
it'll hold back.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I never understood about the track stars, how most of your black track stars that are wearing dreads.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they doing it? And even with
what, do you think
Serena.
It slows them down?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Even with
sure.
Serena, when she's playing tennis sometimes,
sure.
she
sure.
come out there with a mop on her head. I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
And
Johnny
then her little contestant will come there with a little sun visor on and
mm-hmm.
short hair. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got
yeah.
to come into play.
Do you think hair will slow you down?
Oh, sure.
Of course.
Come
it will.
On.
I don't see how.
Come on.
How
all of that weight. All of that
weight. Weight, you're pulling back and
weight.
Forth. You're getting
yes.
tired. You're getting, you know.
Anywho.
I don't know. I can't see how.
Well, I'm,
my hair is not heavy.
Your stomach
could
slow you down, too. I mean, you wouldn't know it. You're all slim and trim.
Well, I'm saying,
so
I get weight on your body, but hair, unless you got a whole lot of it, I don't think that's
and that's what
Serena
he said
comes
Serena.
Out there,
yeah.
and you know that Compton, California, they come out with the kitchen sink.
Well,
I don't think they leave anything in the beauty salon for anybody else.
Well, we
you got it all, Sabrina.
They take
you got
it all. Well,
mm-hmm.
Didn't she lose?
Yeah.
That's probably why, because of here.
Yes, she did.
Okay.
So, who's your favorite?
Well, you know, my thing is gymnastics.
All right, now.
I like the men's and the women's gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
I like rhythmic gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rhythmic gymnastics is not until the last 2 days.
Okay.
So that hasn't happened yet. But the men... I don't know if the men actually got any medals because I keep missing that.
Mm-hmm.
But the women's gymnastics team has been doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you got Simone Biles, that little dynamo.
Yeah.
She has been doing her thing.
Well, you know, old girl could have been that too. She could have been that as well.
Well,
year.
Gabby, you know, she.
Gabby got into.
Gabby, this is her second one. You know, she burned it up the
yeah,
first
but still,
time.
Gabby got into
and
real
then,
life. She got
well,
into Facebook, and she when she first came there first time, remember she was all into her little hand braces. Now look at her now, and she got a look on her face like she's pregnant or something. Like I think I'm pregnant.
Oh.
Like she got to go take a. Want to, you know, piss him off.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I'll just say that I think Gabby has just focused on knowing that she is not what she was
right.
4 years ago. And right now her strongest apparatus is the uneven parallel bars, and she did an excellent job on that.
Good.
She was a little weak on everything else, which is why she lost her position as the all-around.
Mm-hmm.
So Simone Biles and Allie Raisman are the all-arounds. You can only have two.
Yeah, but Simone Biles is still tight with her business.
Mm-hmm.
I think
definitely.
Gabby has been introduced to Mr. Johnson. I think Mr.
Johnson. You know
Johnson
what, see, you're speculating and putting rumors out there.
Mr. Johnson's been running up in
that's,
her pretty
I don't know anything
room.
About all that.
That's another challenge.
All I'm
in the
saying
book.
Is that the team, the ladies gymnastics team, they won a gold medal so far
mm-hmm.
for the team, overall team.
All right.
They won by something like 7 points
right.
something
but if you look at
ahead
this,
of
look
everybody
at her face
else.
When Gabby's mm-hmm. sitting by herself. So. She got a look on her face saying, that nigga ain't called me back last night.
You
know
what
I mean?
Anyway, Kato, what's your
like,
favorite?
My
Gabby,
favorite
come
is
on,
the
girl.
Volleyball, men or
uh-uh.
women. The men's volleyball team, the quarterfinals is August the 17th, and the finals are the 21st of August.
Oh, you
ooh.
Like the men's volleyball, huh?
Yeah, I like the men's, too.
Okay.
The men's is pretty good. So I would say these are the top folks to look for, because they've gone to some – we got some people that are local. Aaron Russell, he's from Ellicott City, Maryland. He did some volleyball at Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Matt Anderson, he's from Buffalo, New York. He was at Penn State also.
Oh.
Murphy Troy, the guy that has two first names. Anyway, he won gold medal in the 2012 Olympics, the World Cup League, in 2014 also. Also, Eric Shoji. He played in Stanford University. So those are the top four males in the volleyball team. The top females, their quarterfinals is August the 16th, and the finals are on the 20th. Look for Alicia Glass, Rachel Adams, Kelly Murphy, and also Faluke. I'm not going to get messed up with that last name.
Okay.
Just look for the Faluke. So those are the top female in the volleyball.
And this was the indoor?
Yes, this
okay.
is the indoor, yeah. But Rachel Adams, that sounds like an actress.
I think it is an actress named Rachel Adams.
Yeah, well, we got a volleyball player.
Okay.
She's from University of Texas in Austin. She went there. So they got some strong folks. And Alicia Glass, she went to Penn State. It's a lot of folks that went to Penn State or Stanford University. I'm like, I guess that's where they picked the top folks at, I guess. But well, what are the Olympic standings, the medals?
Well, so far, let's see, if you just look at the top five countries,
mm-hmm.
USA is on top. Go USA.
That's what I'm
USA,
talking about.
USA.
Right now.
Anyhow, so far the USA has gotten a total of 33 medals, and that includes 12 gold, 11 silver, and 10 bronze.
Mm.
And second place is China. And right now, they're not too far behind, but they've got 25 total medals.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got third place is Japan with 18, and 14 for Australia, and 11 for South Korea.
Wow.
And then the list goes down from there.
Right. Mm-hmm. I see China's on our heels, huh?
Yeah, kind of close.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what, 33 to 25, so.
China
was doing their thing in swimming. And that synchronized diving for
the
men?
They were good. You're right. They were excellent.
I said, man, if they were joined by the hip, they couldn't be any more in sync with
saying?
Each other.
But my thing is, a lot of times they didn't get 10s. I'm like, come on, y'all.
Those judges were, like, on some kind of trip because they were nitpicking every little thing.
I'm like, y'all must
They're
be
like,
something
oh,
different.
You splashed 10 drops of water.
Really?
That's a 1/10 of a deduction. And I'm like, really?
Really crazy.
I mean, what
crazy.
They were doing is phenomenal, and I say they got to be counting drops of water,
right?
Because I didn't see anything wrong with that dive.
Mhm. Yeah. So that was crazy, but yeah, that's our Olympic wrap up. So I can't wait for the track and field to go on. So that should be pretty good.
Yeah.
Mhm. But we're gonna take a little CC break. And we're gonna keep moving.
You can take a break.
Yeah, we're gonna take a little CC break. And we're going to come right back.
Alrighty.
Bonsoir, bonsoir. This is red wine, or as they say in Paris, je suis vin rouge. Join me every Friday right here on A Pajama Party, where I'll get on my rant, sit on my little bar stool, and give you my opinion on whatever has been bugging me or whatever's on my mind this week. You don't want to miss it. I know I won't. So be here with me every Friday, red wine, on the Pajama Party Show. Visit us on www.apajamaparty.com and check us out. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. No calls tonight, please. We're in hologram tonight, so we're not really.
I need to go pack for real.
I know that's right.
Yeah. So this is a little pre-recorded. You know, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Kettle's here, though.
Hello.
She's the out and about.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bruce.
So, no,
red wine.
You be in the studio.
Red wine.
Lousy work ethic. What are you going to do?
Red wine.
Yeah, red
beep,
wine's
beep.
Here.
Red wine.
Mizou and Bizbou, whatever you say.
Red wine. You don't parlez vous français?
Merci beaucoup.
Oh, boy.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Well.
We're going to shock you, croissant.
In other news,
mm-hmm.
or as they say, breaking news, the Department of Justice this week exposed widespread police abuse in Baltimore.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Baltimore.
Yes, yes. I saw that press conference, and that was wild. So the Justice Department has formally now released a damning report, and this happened on Wednesday of this week, detailing the routine abuse inflicted on Baltimore residents by the police department.
Unbelievable.
Well, this is something that the residents have always known, but now they've got something to back it up. Because people have been saying this for years. But anyway, the article goes on to say that the Baltimore police regularly performed unconstitutional stops, frisks, and arrests, which disproportionately targeted black residents and held an us versus them mentality, according to the report. The Justice Department also found that officers retaliated against citizens, took a lax approach to sexual assault cases, and employed excessive force way too freely, and used slurs against LGBT people. So, you know, this is what I want to really talk about. let's look at some of the findings from this report. This is going to blow your mind if you didn't read it already. Okay, here's some of the findings. A woman with a broken headlight was publicly strip searched. Now, let that sink in. A broken headlight on her car, the police made her get out of her car, and they strip searched her. Now, I read further into this story to find out what happened. They brought in, they did at least bring in a female officer who checked her anal cavity.
Come on.
Now, this again, let me say again, was for a broken headlight.
Come on.
Why are you searching this woman's body for a broken headlight? So the female officer had her pull up her shirt, checked all up under her breast, all inside of her bra, then checked in her behind, all up in her anal cavity. And after she found nothing, they ended up giving her a repair order to get her headlight fixed.
I'm sorry, I would have knocked her out.
Yeah, what kind of ignorant mess is that?
That's crazy.
Okay, that was just one case. Another incident that they cited was a black officer with a reputation for speaking out over misconduct was harassed by his supervisor, who placed signs warning him to stay in your lane and mind your own business on his desk.
Ooh.
Now, this is a black officer who is a Baltimore police officer.
Mm-hmm.
You got a supervisor leaving you little hate notes on your desk saying, stay in your own lane, mind your own business, when he was trying to call out things that he knew was not right.
Right.
Okay, that was one. Now, here's another one. Another officer decided not to report a colleague for planting drugs on a suspect because he feared retaliation. Now, this officer knew that the person who they placed the drugs on, he knew that those weren't his drugs. He knew another cop planted the drugs on the individual, but because he feared retaliation, he said nothing. This is some crazy stuff. You have another incident cited where an officer harassed somebody's mother and son outside of their home, ultimately arresting the son for loitering. How are you loitering if you're standing outside of your home? He was outside of his home. The officer just kept picking and picking and messing with this kid, and then he finally said, I'm going to arrest you. And when he said, for what? He said, you're loitering.
Outside of his house?
Outside of his house. How are you loitering if you're standing outside of your house?
Well, I have a few. Officers try to discredit victims of sexual assault and put the blame on them.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
That just doesn't make any sense.
But you know what? That's why a lot of victims of rapes and stuff won't come forward and report it.
That's true.
Because they know they're going to end up being tried like they're the criminal when they're the victim. That's some crazy stuff. And it doesn't help if the police are the ones that are adding to that.
That's true. Also, it says a single officer received 125 complaints in just a few years.
One officer?
One officer.
Wait a minute, you said in 1 year?
Yeah.
1 year?
No, it's a few years, so a couple of years. That's a lot of complaints.
100 and how many?
125 complaints.
Against that same officer?
That one officer, yeah.
And nobody, I don't know if they did anything or not. He still was on the job every day.
That's what I'm saying.
Sounds to me like they did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about this one? The Justice Department found that officers had been accused more than 60 times of using the word nigger, but the police department didn't classify it as a racial slur.
Really?
Since when, I don't even want to say it again, since when is the N-word not a racial slur?
Come on.
But you're going to say that to people you're talking to, possibly arresting
right.
or whatever, and that's not considered. How do you declassify something and say, oh, for us, it's not a racial slur?
This
for
is,
everybody else right. in the country, it is.
This is not the 60s. You think we have grown, but we haven't even really edged surface.
And it sounds like they're going in reverse in Baltimore.
That's what I'm saying.
You got another one where an officer used a taser on a man who was yelling and swearing, and in the report, the officer said that the man's weapon was in his mouth.
What?
Why are you putting a taser in somebody's mouth?
They could die from that. That's electricity going to something wet in your mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I didn't read that right. The officer said that the man's weapon was his mouth.
Oh,
so
my God.
So, in other words, the man that was yelling and cursing at the officer,
uh-huh.
he's saying that the man had a weapon
Okay.
And the weapon was his mouth.
So he tased him because of
that. He tased him because he had a weapon. And the weapon was his mouth.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
I guess
if that's the case, we all packing.
I guess that's what happened with Sandra Bland.
She had a weapon.
There you go.
Because she sure used her weapon, her mouth. Isn't that crazy?
Yep. I have another one. A white officer allegedly threatened a black teen days after the acquittal of George Zimmerman, who killed the black teenager Trayvon Martin, by saying he should put a hoodie on and come into his neighborhood.
What kind of threat?
What kind of mess is that? No, it's just stupidity.
But that sounds like a threat. That's like saying, yeah, put on a hoodie and come to my neighborhood. That sounds like the unsaid part sounds like, come in my neighborhood with a hoodie. I got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that sounds like to me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And maybe that's just me.
Yeah.
Well, how about this one? The police department's us versus them mentality led officers to treat the city like a war zone. And one officer said, you got to be the baddest mother beep beep out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he explained his approach to policing.
Really?
So his whole mentality was, you got to be the baddest mofo out here in order to be a cop in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And that supposedly justifies the way that they treat the residents of Baltimore.
Yeah. I wonder what is the percentage of white officers that are on the Baltimore Police Department.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because Baltimore is predominantly black. But, you know, it's changing, but I'm just saying, they sound like the officers just treating blacks like animals. Like, you know, we don't care.
It's crazy.
This is what you have to do. They have to be armored, and this is your mentality to go out there and deal with the people. You know.
Yeah. I mean, you got one sighting where an officer cursed out a resident who just simply asked them, why am I being pulled over?
Yeah.
Now, if you get pulled over and you say, with all due respect, officer, sir, why am I being stopped?
Mm-hmm.
And they cuss you out? What is that about?
They just think that they got it going on. They got a little badge. They got the little whatever gun or the little baton or whatever they got. And they like, okay.
And they feel like that empowers them?
Yep, we the law, and we can do any and everything that we want to do. Yep.
Well, maybe somebody needs to tell them that badge and that gun does not add any inches to your anatomy. I'm just saying. Here's another one, and this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
In emails between a prosecutor and a police officer, the prosecutor called a woman who said she had been sexually assaulted a conniving little whore. And the officer replied, LMAO, laughing my butt off, I feel the same way. Now, this woman said she had been sexually assaulted,
mm-hmm.
and they're emailing, the prosecutor and the policeman, mm-hmm. are emailing each other saying, she ain't nothing but a little conniving whore, and the other person, the cop, is saying, yeah, I feel the same way.
Mm.
And he's laughing about it.
Wow.
And they have all of this information. These are just, you know, the, like, as they say, the tip of the iceberg.
Right. It sounds like it's just integrated all the way through. So it's like you have to just wipe up the whole police department and start all over.
Well, the mayor said that, and the commissioner, when they gave the press conference,
mm-hmm.
they said, yes, we have all this information documented. And I do think that maybe when they let those other officers go
mm-hmm.
from the Freddie Gray trial,
mm-hmm.
when they said, okay, we're not going to even try
right.
those last three,
mm-hmm.
maybe it was because they had already been working on this for months.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess they figured, you know what, we got, as they say, bigger fish to fry.
Right on.
We're going after this, and we're going to shake down the entire department.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to let those three off the hook.
Right.
And then this came out.
Right.
A couple of weeks after?
Yeah. It's unfortunate that those six had to get off the hook. One should have gone. Two, somebody should have.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's okay, we can do these things, and then we get away with it, but I think you're right. With this report, they really want to shake it up. And,
well, some of the things, corrective measures, she did say they were going to put cameras in the vehicles that transport criminals.
Okay.
Or transport, I don't want to say criminals, transport people who've been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put cameras in there. So, like in Freddie Gray's situation, you
mm-hmm.
would have been able to have a recording
right.
of what was going on, whether he was, you know, unconscious
right.
or falling or whatever.
Well, did they say anything about training?
They did talk about training. They're going
okay.
to boost up the training, make sure the officers get the proper training.
Okay.
They were going to put the proper types of restraint, like seat belts and stuff, in the transport vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to make sure that body cams are issued and that people hopefully aren't turning them on and off to suit their own purpose, because that's part of the problem nationwide.
Right.
Some of the police departments that have body cams, mysteriously cameras get turned on and off to, you know, to not record stuff that should have been recorded. So, you know, and she went down, the mayor went down through a lot of different corrective measures, and the commissioner said he doesn't want to have any bad policemen, because all the cops aren't bad. You have a lot of policemen that are out here doing things by the book, doing the right thing, trying to serve the people, trying to honor the badge. But then you got a few knuckleheads like what was cited in this report that are using this as like a playground.
I think it's more than a few knuckleheads. I think, you know, people have gotten on the bandwagon, and it's almost like the Serpico incident. If you don't get on the bandwagon, they're going to oust you out. You know, he was one out of, seemed like the whole police department that was on the take.
Yeah. So that's all it takes. It's, as they say, one bad apple will spoil the barrel.
Yeah. So we shall see what's going to happen. We're going to continue to follow this.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So I guess we're going to take a quick break, and we're coming back with Papa Didi and What's Poppin'.
All right.
Don't you dare move.
Hey, this is Papa Didi. Join me on Friday nights live at the Pajama Party Adult Online Radio Talk Show. And don't miss my segments called Living for the City and What's Poppin'.
Hey, and join me. This is Red Wine with the Long, Long Stem. And I've got the hot topics in my commentary called I'm Just Saying. And don't forget the cocktail of the week for me, Kettle with the Yellow Top. I got the Hollywood Wrap Up along with Weird News. And don't forget, we've got the Kitchen List. That's where people get on our last nerves. Want us to call them out.
So join us on Blog Talk Radio for the Pajama Party.
Every Friday night at 9 p.m. on the East Coast and 6 p.m. on the West Coast.
Go to apajamaparty.com to listen online or follow us on Twitter at apajamaparty.
Call us live, 914-803-4306. And don't forget to press 1.
Now let's get back to the show.
Hey, what happened to the snack tray?
Or the bartender?
Does he want to see my slippers?
I'll call the room service.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party, the Friday late night adult talk show. I'm Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
Oh, here we go. Anyway, no calls tonight. No, you probably won't get through because we're going to Rio. We're hologramming right now. And we're hologramming us. We're hologramming with Michael Jackson and Tupac.
See what I'm saying?
And we're not here.
Okay.
So, we're here. We're not here. Anyway, no calls tonight.
What you got tonight?
Okay.
What's popping?
What's popping tonight with me is can't get this out of my system. How? And speaking of police, we're gonna stay on that line. This one cop, he was crazy as hell. They had exercise going on in Florida, I believe. Well, let me read it here. Officer who accidentally shot a 73-year-old woman, a person that he allegedly sicked a dog on and all kind of stuff, said that one day he was going to kill somebody. That was what the gentleman's lawyer said. That's how much this guy was, you know, pretty off. And he was involved in shooting this lady during the exercise. So the lawyer for the man who logged an excessive force complaint against the Florida cop who mistakenly shot and killed a 73-year-old woman Tuesday, said he'd warned people that the officer was going to kill somebody. He said the officer was crazy. He was lucky to get out of the situation alive. So, I mean, I'm not trying to tell two stories, but it's like you got the situation where the other night where the cop shot the lady during the exercise of what would you do or not do in a crime situation? I think she was kind of playing the, she wasn't playing a good person, she was playing the bad person, basically. And they supposed to have blanks in their guns, and his gun had a bullet in there. So, he's crazy anyway. You know, so anyway, Anthony Scott Wingberg represented Richard Stromacher, who was the guy in the excessive force case. That's why this keeps going back. to what he did to this other guy where he sicked a dog on him, and the dog was like just dogging him out, for lack of a better word. But anyway, the lady that got killed during the exercise, it was a very sad situation. And she just was doing the exercise with them as far as what would you do or wouldn't do when it comes to a particular incident. And he pulled the trigger to shoot, and live ammo came out, and everybody there was just stunned. And they said that she fell really hard, and everybody knew something was going on. Her name was Mary Knockleton. And doing a public shoot, don't shoot demonstration. And come to find out the cop shot her has a crazy background with excessive force and everything, which just goes to show that, you know. And most of these police officers are fresh out of Iraq, you know, and they hire him immediately. They, oh, he's an Iraq vet. He went to war, but he's still got that war mentality in his head, you know. So I think they need to shake him down a little bit first. But we just want to give condolence to Lady Mary that was shot and killed that day by this jerk off that didn't check to see if his gun was empty or a bullet in the chamber or what have you. It's really a classic case of a bullet in the chamber. And they claim he was stressed out when it happened. So, you know, who knows? Maybe it was a genuine accident or not. But you see that when something happens in the past and once your reputation starts chasing your ass, it's kind of hard to wean away from it when you've done something in the past. But just want to go over that particular story. That's it for me for what's popping today.
All right, now. Yeah, that was an interesting case. I hope that I understand that the family of the woman that was shot has forgiven the officer. And they're going through this whole sympathy thing about we understand, we forgive you. I can't say that I would have been that forgiven. That's just me. I know we're supposed to turn the other cheek and be forgiving, but I don't understand how accidents like that happen.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal.
I mean, I know like when you do movies and plays and things and there's a gun that's supposed to have blanks in it, people check those things like 10 times to make absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt sure that there are blanks in that gun. Because you don't want to accidentally shoot somebody in front of a live audience. So how, I don't understand. How do you end up with actual bullets in there? I don't get it.
Just don't care. That's what it is.
Yeah, it really does sound to me like some, I don't know. I'm not saying the man did it on purpose. I'm just saying it sounds like there was a lot of carelessness involved.
Yeah, it's always him standing alone doing something crazy.
Yeah, really, because this is not his first time he's been caught doing something.
He probably had two or three guns on his hip, probably pulled out the wrong one.
And see, that shouldn't have happened. Whatever vehicle, whatever weapon, you should have checked that thing, like I said, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. You should have had that thing where you knew that was the right one. And anything with live ammo, you should have not even had that on your hip.
And he shot her several times.
Yeah, it wasn't like he just fired it once. He was doing whatever the drill was, and I guess when they really shoot somebody, you don't just fire one time. Anyway. Well, thank you for that one, Papa Didi. That's definitely going to make people think, especially about volunteering for these kind of exercises.
I know that's right.
Don't thank you. I'm just saying.
You want me to volunteer? No, next time.
I'm going to take a pass on that. I'll watch the movie.
Yeah,
y'all put a video out, I'll watch it.
Well, what you got,
Rewind? Yeah, so speaking of I'm just saying, tonight I'm just saying, what is your flaw? Let's talk about flaws. So, of course, you all know, as we spoke, it's time for the Summer Olympics, and the black women on the U.S. gymnastics team are representing us with dignity and with pride. And I wish I could say the same for the people who troll them on social media. You know, I've talked about social media trolls before, but it looks like I'm going to have to call them out once again. So, again, you got these hateful and self-hating, I think, women who apparently, and they seem to be mostly black women, they seem to have nothing better to do but to ridicule these black women about their hair. Now, you remember 4 years ago during the Olympics when Gabby Douglas, they gave her a fit about her hair. Well, the haters have come out from under their rocks again, and they're throwing them at Gabby. And they're not saying too much about Simone Biles, but I guess they just haven't found enough fault with her yet. So I'm just saying, if you're so busy talking about the edges of Gabby's hair, what are your flaws? With all the accomplishments that Gabby has achieved, these hating heifers don't have anything else to say except a comment on why her hair isn't permed and fried and laid down and glued to her head. Are you people for real? I'm just saying, what are your flaws? How many of you edge haters are sitting on your big behinds, unable to even jog down the steps, let alone around a block? You can't even do a cartwheel, let alone any kind of flip. Why don't you flip your hate and attention somewhere else? Gabby is representing our country, and she needs to focus on the task at hand, not on you simple-minded, ignorant, arrogant, hateful, cackling hens that probably never accomplish anything in your lives except for posting hateful comments. If that's your claim to fame, then you can applaud yourself, but I'm not impressed. It takes less than 5 minutes to type 140 characters about somebody's hair not being to your specifications. But it takes a lifetime of training and physical sacrifice to achieve Olympic medal potential. So, let me pop my lips. So, while you're focused on pointing out what you think are Gabby Douglas' flaws, you're also pointing out your own. I'm just saying. And hey, maybe if the Olympics adds a new category for competitive online hating, you might just get in there and win a medal. But until that time, the only prize you get is first-class dumb ass. So I'm just saying, before you start posting about somebody else's so-called flaws, you need to check yourself because you are nowhere near flawless. When Beyonce did that song about flawless, she might be flawless, but sweetheart, all you haters, you're not. You're not even close. So let's be clear, as Barack would say, let us be clear about that. This is Red Wine, and I'm just saying, bye, Felicia.
All right, Red Wine.
I'm sick of that foolishness.
I know that.
These girls are trying to focus on what they got to do, and they got to read this foolishness online. Oh, sit down.
I know that's right. First is Gabby, now it's this one here.
It's the same one. They starting on her again.
Oh, no.
That's what threw her off track last time, 4 years ago.
But what?
She was doing great, and then she started reading all that hate online, and it threw her completely off of her game. Now she's back 4 years later, and they're still talking about her edges, her edges. Well, guess what? Everybody doesn't want a perm.
But see, she bowed down to them, so to speak, because she went out and got her little wig and this and that. And
she let them beat her down.
Right, so she's trying to change. Yeah. She changed her look.
But see, for the Olympics, she didn't have all that. She had her natural hair pulled up in some kind of a holder, ponytail holder, or whatever. Her hair was completely
but
natural.
But that's what they don't understand, that gymnastics, you focus on what you're supposed to be doing, not your looks, per se.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, really? But anyway.
Like I said, these haters probably can't even get up and jog to the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So shut up. Shut up. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Mm-hmm.
Sick of it.
Well, we're going to take a little CC break on that one.
All right.
And come right back.
What's your opinion? We want to know on the late night adult pajama party. Call us now on 914-803-4306 and tell us if you agree or disagree, or if you don't care one way or the other. If you've been waiting all week to tell somebody what's on your mind, now is your chance. Dial 914-803-4306 and press 1 to speak with the Pajama Party live on the air. To listen to the show online, go to www.apajamaparty.com and click the listen banner on the top right. If you'd like to advertise your business with us, get in touch on www.apajamaparty.com. So call us now on 914-803-4306 and press 1. We will get to you as quick as we can. Now, back to the Pajama Party Live.
Hello.
Yeah, welcome back to the Pajama Party.
Hola.
I was trying to get a grub on, but
No.
Red Wine was treating me like the people treat Gabby Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Papa Dede.
Beating me up.
Seneca. Ondele, ondele.
Oh, Lord. She got so much French up inside of her.
Oh, Lord. That was Spanish. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I get around.
Yeah,
sure. Oh. So you here by yourself tonight, Papa?
Anyway, well.
We're going to knock him in his head.
We're negotiating contracts, so we'll introduce Kettle.
Hello.
Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
Dan and Miller contract talk with
give you the gong.
DC Homegrown.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a contract yet.
Mm-hmm.
DC Homegrown.
Oh, that's funny.
DC Homegrown has me signed through
2020. Oh, please.
Because they like me.
Yeah.
But Kettle and Red Wine are still in negotiations with DC Homegrown as far as the contract is concerned. So right now, we're paying them a minimum wage of $7.25 an hour.
See? We want to keep this a surprise, but
anyway.
We signed ours this morning for 2025. We just didn't tell you. What you got, Papa?
Anyway, what I want to talk about is it's off the cuff. I have no literature in front
really?
Of me.
Really? You? Off the cuff?
I'm off the cuff.
Come on off the cuff.
I just want to talk about these police officers in Chicago when they were shooting at this black Jaguar sometime last week, I think Tuesday of last week or what have you. This police officer just opened up and killed the people in the car, rode by, shot it. Then he just commenced in shooting at the car as it went down the street. Now, this was a public street that anybody could have came out of their house. And it was a well-to-do neighborhood with brick houses on both sides of the street. And I would like to just inadvertently get a fact finder and find out who lived in that crossfire of where those bullets was going halfway down the street. I'd like to get the names of the family members, who they are, what's the ages, and how many people live in those houses. Because they have the opportunity to leave out and go to the store or jump in the car or do whatever they want to do, water the grass, plant some flowers or whatever. And this police officer shot bullets down that street like it didn't mean nothing. And I'm like, damn, don't you know the bullets don't have no name? And most bullets ricochet also. He was just straight lucky that the 12 bullets that he shot went down and into that car. I mean, he killed the hell out of the guy in the Jaguar. Mm-hmm. And trying to find out he didn't even have a gun, and it was just a mess. You really have to get the opportunity to pull up Chicago Jaguar, something like that, in Google, and you'll get the video of it. And you'll it's crazy the way he just unloaded. When the car rode by them, didn't stop at the little brigade area where they was blocking it off for it to stop, and then he just shot profusely 12 shots down the street at this, past all these different houses where anybody could came by the house. Anything. It was broad daylight outside, you know. And it's almost like, you know, like a line in the song, where have all the flowers gone? You know, when will they learn? You know, I don't understand how they even pull that off. And we talk about all this stuff with the police department. Them jokers is crazy. They have just solidified themselves as being wider or Dark Gable. Or what have you, and they're just doing their thing. They're just shooting. I mean, get a chance, look at the video that says Chicago Black Jaguar, and you'll see the video on that, and it'll blow your mind. And I just want to put that out there. All right, so that's what's up with me for living for the city with that. So get behind that situation with that shooting, with them bullets hailing down a block like that of where people live.
Why? Right. All right, Baba. Well, we might as well get on into the Hollywood wrap-up. I'm Kettle with your Hollywood wrap-up tonight.
Okay.
It's going to be short and sweet because we got to pack for real.
I know, that's right. I got to go find my new bikini.
I bet.
Woo-woo.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
What's happening in Hollywood?
Vin Diesel is reportedly the candy ass
Uh-oh.
That made The Rock furious. That sounds like some freaky shit to me. I'm sorry.
Now, Vin Diesel, that's the guy from...
The Fast and Furious series. He says he doesn't have any friends.
Now, who is the other guy that does the Arby commercial? Ben Raines.
Right, Ben.
Oh,
right.
Is that
Arby's?
Yeah,
he does Arby's, and he does ADT.
And
Arby's.
Okay.
Anyway, that's another story.
Okay, Ben Raines. Okay.
Ben Diesel, part of the Fast and Furious empire, says he doesn't have any friends. On Tuesday, Dwayne The Rock Johnson ranted on Instagram about candy asses who were on the set of Furious 8. So TMZ is reporting a candy ass has been revealed. So it's none other than Vin Diesel himself. Johnson got real in his rant, calling out some of his male co-stars for being unprofessional. He also said they unprofessional ones were too chicken to do anything about anything.
Uh-oh.
Diesel is one of the producers of the Fast and Furious films. TMZ says the fact that Diesel is a producer could be the cause of the conflict. Some decisions Diesel made during production reportedly weren't popular with Johnson. The Rock and Vin Diesel can repair the relationship even if it's, going down the drain. They're going to try. They're going to try to, mend things. But we'll see. I want to know who's bigger than who.
I don't know.
I think The Rock can kick his ass.
I know The Rock is a bigger box office.
I think that that whole thing stemmed on just Vin Diesel coming in with the producer power and all that jazz, and then The Rock being he's Mr. Cro-Magnon, man.
All he got to do
is just show up.
That's it.
And it's not even about
right.
No, but don't get me wrong. I'm not tagging The Rock to any kind of paperwork. I'm just saying him and his statue itself.
Right.
And Vin Diesel, who's been the shit all these years on there.
Jealous.
Right. Thank you.
Well,
there you go.
That's the key thing.
Professional jealousy. My man took off his shirt and showed that big ass tattoo of that fucking jaguar
and
everything
probably
else in the muscles.
Do this, do that, because I'm a producer. I got to go.
And
on
Vin
this.
Diesel looks like the guy with the bald head on.
Bald head, big nose. You got fun.
He looks like he's the brother of the guy. Who's the guy on the cooking show with the bald head?
Yeah.
Oh, Michael Simon.
Oh, Michael Simon.
But see, the thing is, Vin Diesel's not fine. The Rock is fine.
That's what I'm saying. He's
bottom line.
Right. He's
and you
dumb,
know the
mad.
Right. And you know The Rock is carrying a whole string of people behind him.
Oh, sure.
Women and everything else.
Like Ray Wan said,
he's fine.
He's a big box office.
Mm-hmm.
He's fine.
He's going to pull him in.
I'll say it again.
Yeah.
He's fine.
And Vin Diesel is choking the chicken probably anyway. Because
he's not fine.
But my last story, we're going to do a little insert on that, but the Ed Sheeran suit for allegedly copying Marvin Gaye on Thinking Out Loud. Heirs of the composer for Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On sued British musician Ed Sheeran on Tuesday, claiming his hit song Thinking Out Loud copies core elements of the late soul singer's 73 track. The copyright infringement law was filed by the heirs of Ed Townsend, who co-wrote the lyrics to Let's Get It On in 73. It goes on to say the lawsuit, which acts for damages to be assessed at a jury trial, argues that the harmonic progressions and the rhythmic elements central to Let's Get It On form the structure of Sharon's Thinking Out Loud.
So basically the chords.
There you go.
He's talking about the chord structure.
Right. So we're going to listen and see if you guys agree. Let's check it out.
Which one you want to hear first, Ed Sheeran?
Let's hear Ed Sheeran.
Okay, let's do that.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you till it's 70. Baby, my heart could still pull out heart at 23.
Okay, so that was Ed Sheeran, Thinking Out Loud. So now we're going to listen to what, Marvin Gaye?
Yep.
All right, let's get it on with Marvin Gaye.
Oh,
Okay. You guys got to be the judges on that one. You guys have to check that out. Also, the lawsuit came 2 months after California-based musician sued Sharon for $20 million over his song, The Photograph. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I did hear about that.
So I don't know what the resolution was, but then, you know, the gay family, they successfully sued the R&B Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams for $7.4 million. They got that judgment. So, hey.
Well, I have to say, in that one, I could clearly hear.
Oh, for sure.
The similarity.
For sure.
This one,
yeah.
I didn't hear.
No,
it
I can hear here because.
Until they said it. And then when I listen to the two,
right.
I can hear the similarity.
I hear the fact that when you listen to them two songs, they both are in the same house.
Mm-hmm.
The melody, the tone, it doesn't take you out of anything, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can, like I said, the what's that called song? Blurred Lines?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I heard Blurred Lines, I heard the similarity myself before there was a lawsuit. With this one, I would not have noticed it until I read the article
mm-hmm.
or until you said it about a lawsuit. And then when I listened to the two of them, one behind the other,
mm-hmm.
I do hear some of the similarity in the chord structure in that first part of the song.
So what you think? They're gonna get something out of this problem?
I really do. If people take the time to listen on how it doesn't take you to another place.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you play one as in the other. He's doing it. He chimed in the same way
mm-hmm.
where I've been feeling fine, baby. Where the other one went, make a, you know, like a
then
story.
Maybe I will be loving you till 70.
Yeah.
It's very similar.
That guy,
in
the soul anyway. The guy with the redhead guy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He's all in the soul. He's a black man in a white body.
He's had something
with red hair.
Red hair. Oh, he's all in the soul. And he's just going back and grabbing stuff.
Yeah.
And going. He's got 8 hours a day doing nothing else but making music. So, hell, he can do what he want to do, you know. And
Well, I got one last story just came in.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal Minds' Thomas Gibson is suspended for kicking a writer.
He's the one that's the lead, right?
Yeah, Thomas Gibson.
In Criminal Minds?
Yes. Is spending some time away from the Criminal Mindset after taking physical action against a show writer.
Wow.
TMZ, of course, reports the actor kicked the writer in the leg while directing and filming a scene from the CBS crime drama. Gibson was suspended for an undetermined amount of time, so according to the outlet, he hasn't been present on set for 2 weeks.
Wow, that writer must have really done something.
Yeah, it says,
I mean, I don't know the man, but I can't imagine he would just go kick somebody.
Yeah, so it goes on to say, Gibson, he tells E! News, there were creative differences on the set. I regret that it occurred. We all want to work together as a team to make the best show possible. We always have, and we always will.
Well,
wow,
in other
wow.
words, he ain't trying to mess up his money. He's like, I'm sorry, okay? Can we just get over this and move on?
I mean, couldn't he just pull the guys aside and say, look, this ain't going to work for me. Can we do something different? Why you going to kick the guy in the leg? But
he actually kicked him?
Yeah. But that's my Hollywood rap.
Hey, well, let me ask you this on
mm-hmm.
another note.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear any gossip about possibly Adele doing the Super Bowl?
Really?
I don't know if you heard it.
No.
It's not confirmed. Nothing's confirmed. I just wonder, has anybody heard any gossip?
Nope.
I read that maybe yesterday or today. I don't know.
Maybe she's in talks.
I think it's in talks, but nothing has been confirmed on that.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
All right. We got
Don't mind me. I don't know.
What you got over here, Poppy? You got celebrity birthdays?
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Well, birthdays,
who's
we got
birthdays this week?
Okay.
Yeah. Leo time.
Hey. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hate.
You done.
Uh-uh.
You already had your birthday.
That's all right. I'm still celebrating.
Okay.
I just spilled over in August.
Okay.
We got Kettle. She's still celebrating. She's, what is it, July?
She's from July 28th.
July 28th.
That's all right. Okay.
She's 29 and holding.
All right, now. Thank you, Papa.
We got to call it 39 and holding. We can't go back that far.
Okay.
We wouldn't be able to sell that. Anyway, August 8th, Kumo D.
Hey.
54 years old.
How old?
54.
Okay.
and fine ass making good.
Oh, please. Mm-hmm. At 35? How old is she?
35. That's that's your boy's girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mr. The Mr. bartender,
Lowe.
Mr. Lowe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he loves
Mr. Lowe.
Good.
Yeah, he didn't.
We have another famous person. Our creative mind, Tonette Carter, August 8th.
Oh, August 8th.
I'm not going to tell her how old she is. She might kill me for that. Okay.
August 9th, Curtis Blow.
Wow. He's
all the break.
Bring it up, get down.
Look like Hoda Kotb.
Hoda.
She's only 52. Wow.
Really?
She's doing good.
Deion Sanders is not even 50 yet, 49.
What? Come on, is that for real?
August 9th, yeah.
Come on, Deion Sanders.
Tyson Gay, that's a track and field guy.
Oh, that's one of your people, track and field.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. How old is he?
He's 34.
Oh, okay. He's a baby.
Yeah, Ricky Smiley.
Oh, he's crazy.
48. Yeah, he is crazy.
Mm-hmm. What day is that?
August 10th.
Oh,
August
okay.
11th, we got Viola Davis.
Oh, yay, that's my girl.
She's 51.
All right. Trying to get away with murder.
Dwayne Martin, 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like him. Mm-hmm. He's an actor.
Tisha Campbell's.
Right. He played in that...
Kettle knows all of Hollywood.
Played in that show with the doctors and all.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, August 12th, Six Mix-a-Lot.
Who? Sir Mix-a-Lot?
He's got Six Mix-a-Lot. This intern, I tell you.
Yeah, I think that's supposed to be Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah, it should be Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was a cocktail.
What song did he do? I can't
think
even think
of it. Mess up his name.
He's a rapper. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Gotcha.
Uh-huh. We'll figure it out.
Is he the one that did Becky? Look at her butt. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Isn't that Sir Mix-a-Lot?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Who else you got, Papa?
I got Amani Karim.
Hakeem?
Oh, I know who she is.
The little sister of Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah. She's all grown up now.
Yeah,
how old is she?
22.
She's a baby. Yeah, but she's still grown now. She's not a little girl. Yeah.
Yvette Nicole Brown.
Yeah.
44.
Uh-huh.
Actress from Community.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see her all over the place.
I know. She is. Commercials and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a black girl?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She gets around.
She does.
Started wearing makeup and stuff just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. 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 All right. Well, happy birthday to all of them.
All the celebrities.
And me. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What you got over there?
Got some
is it cocktail time?
Yeah.
Okay. Cocktail. Oh, yeah, I hear it now. Okay. Ah, yay, yay, yay. The cocktail of the week brought to you by DC Homegrown Entertainment.
All right.
Visit their website at DCHomegrown.com. That's our parent company that sponsors our show, The Pajama Party.
Mm-hmm.
So this week's cocktail of the week is the Bourbon Palmer.
Mm.
So you can probably guess from that name, the Bourbon Palmer, that is a combination of an Arnold Palmer and bourbon.
You need to put the bourbon Palmer down.
Yeah, I need to put mine down. So to make this Bourbon Palmer, you need 1.5 ounces of bourbon, 1 ounce of lemonade, and 1 ounce of iced tea. It's that simple.
This
is an easy one.
Any particular type of bourbon? Or?
Any kind you like.
Jack Daniels, I guess.
As they say in Coming to America, whatever you like. Whatever kind of bourbon you like.
Whatever you like.
1.5 ounces of bourbon, 1 ounce of lemonade, 1 ounce of iced tea, and you can garnish it with a lemon wedge.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to fill a tall glass with ice, add all those ingredients together, stir it up nice.
Stir it nice.
Put your little lemon wedge garnish, and bam, you got a Bourbon Palmer.
All right.
Courtesy of Pajama Party.
All right.
So check it out. It'll be on the website.
Okay.
That's a nice one for a nice summer drink.
That's
you'll like that. If you're
good.
Not a brown liquor drinker, you'll like this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Because that's what I do.
All right. What we got on Kiss the List? What is the Kiss the List, Papa?
Kiss the List is a list that's compiled of people that, just act the fool last week. And you can call in and... give us your list, but don't call in this week because
no calls.
We're
gonna be in Rio.
Anyway, we're gonna start off with Macy's
Red
Tribute Day tomorrow on Friday. I don't know. Is it on sale? Oh. Sale starts Saturday, preview day on Friday. What does that mean?
I don't know. And can I also add that Macy's is also on the Kiss It list because they're closing another 100 stores.
Wow. Yeah.
They used to be La Creme de La Creme. Now they're getting taken over by
H&M. Yeah, now the crap de la crap.
Yeah, crap to the crap.
Crap de la crap.
I got one.
Yeah, I'm making no more money than Baby Gap. Anyway.
I got SunTrust Bank. For unlawful practices.
Oh, my.
Charging for every D thing. $7 to cash a check.
$3. I'm sorry. What's a D?
Every
D? As opposed to C or E? What? Can you be more specific?
Every damn thing.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Charging $7 to cash a check, $3 to send your statement via mail, and so on. And the list goes on and on.
Who's doing this?
SunTrust Bank.
SunTrust Bank, you're on the
they
Kiss It list.
Kiss it. Kiss my
kiss
natural.
It, kiss it.
B-A.
Kiss it. Kiss it.
Who else we got, Papa?
You threw another letter out there. Kiss your B.
We got the police officer that shot the lady.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, officer,
him on there.
That's definitely put
yeah,
him on there.
Yeah, officer.
You didn't check your gun. You didn't hold up to the light to see if it was blocking. You know how you hold a gun up to the sun.
What's his name?
If it's clear. His name is...
Is it Tom Lewis? Oh,
it's Cole. Is his name something Cole, isn't it?
No. We'll get his name.
Well, whatever his name is, he's on the kiss.
Yeah. He's on that kisser list, yeah.
Also, I want to add, as usual, Donald Trump.
Yes.
He has a permanent spot on the kissing list. He's on there for so many reasons. For one, for saying that Barack Obama is the founder of ISIS.
Really?
Another one for using the Second Amendment to try to incite violence against Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God.
And let's see, I guess that's it for this week. But he has a permanent spot on the kissing list. Also, I want to add all of the bad cops. Not just in Baltimore, but across the country.
I know that's
and
right.
You know who you are. Mm-hmm. Those that plant evidence and do all those other negative things and dishonor the badge, dishonor the pledge and the oath you took.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the kiss it list.
Vin Diesel for being a candy ass himself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And also all the people who still believe in Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Are y'all stupid?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
You got anybody, Papa, you want
to add? Let's see.
Mm-mm.
Let's go with
Let's see. The NFL's getting ready to start up again, right?
Yeah, I got a game
tonight.
Any
stupidity going on?
Yeah, the NFL for canceling that game at the Hall of Fame game.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because of the paint
field.
On the field or something stupid.
And then
like
they
that.
Put too much paint, and then they claim it was still wet. Then they try to get some paint thinner. And they said it wasn't good for people to be consuming that close of thing. What it is a big old years and years of nepotism in that stadium. And the jerk-offs got it wrong. They messed up. And that's
a
game that usually comes after the Hall of Fame induction. A big old fair. Next day, everybody goes to the game, and then you go home.
Right.
But,
yeah, people
man,
were looking
come
forward
on.
To that
multi-million
game.
Multi-million-dollar.
Yeah.
They got so much money, they could have moved that thing down the road to the link.
Are y'all stupid?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, also, I forgot. All the Gabby Douglas edge hair haters.
Yes.
You're on the kiss it list.
All right.
And all the internet trolls. Put them on there, too.
I hate to say it, but he's my guy. I like his music. Ed Sheeran. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, he's on the list.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
If you lifted it, you're on the list.
There you go.
We're gonna kidnap him and dye his hair back black again. We're going to lose that image of that whole red hair.
What we got for him?
We got a special gift. Everybody on the Kiss It list, here you go.
Kiss my entire ass. Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass. This world, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
You can just.
Every loving country.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. We're about to close it out. I'm one of those Papa Didi and Mary Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine. We're closing it out for tonight. Don't call in tonight because we're holograms. We're not here.
Yeah. You're going to go to Rio.
We're about to go to Rio to check that. Our flight leaves when?
About 2 hours.
2 hours, yeah.
You got to get up out of here.
Got
Donald
control.
Trump let us use his plane to get us to the airport. So the plane's going to be coming
back. I'd rather drive.
You're going to drive to Rio?
I'd drive to Rio.
What's your last word, Rio?
My last word is congratulations to all of our athletes that are representing the U.S. Whether you win a medal or not, I congratulate you for your effort. And shame on all you internet haters and trolls. Sit down somewhere. That's my last word.
What you got, Papa?
My last word is, how the hell do those girls keep their outfits on to playing that volleyball?
They must paste them on.
Them little damn drawers are so little. You know? One girl kept putting her index finger in the back trying to keep the damn stuff around the crack of her ass.
Oh, Lord.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
And like I said,
it's a miracle.
And the diving guys with them little teeny ass speedos. Like, what the hell? Anyway.
That's your last word?
Okay.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just, you know, just thank everybody for listening. And we're heading out to Rio to, you know, check out the Olympics. So,
yep.
Like I said, don't call in. We won't be here.
But we'll be back next Friday.
And next Friday live.
All the way. What's your last word, Kevin?
Hey, thanks to the old listeners, new listeners, and future listeners. We still looking for Pittsburgh. What's up?
Yeah, Pittsburgh is MIA.
MIA, but it's all good. We appreciate the folks who's listening. Check us out on apajamaparty.com. And shout out to our parent company, DC Homegrown. Keep the lights on. And as they say, what, Motel 6? We'll keep the light on for you.
Keep the light on for you.
Keep the light on for you.
Shout out to Becky.
All right. Becky. We're going to... see you next week. What? Live. We're going to be live. All the way live,
the way
baby. And also, we got a birthday coming up. Red Wine's birthday is coming up, so we're going to celebrate like it's 1999.
Hey.
We're going to get down to the
party like it's 1999.
See what I'm saying? She's starting already. All right. Well, we out. That's it.
We're out.
Say goodnight, Papa.
Goodnight.
Bonsoir.
Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, Sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show. And good night.
Put some of us today. Grown up that day. Put some of us today. Party cool. Keep it real for you.
No.